As experts debate the causes and cures for nutritional deficits and obesity among kids today, new research shows that when kids have more time to eat their lunches, they eat healthier lunches.
Here to tell us more is Juliana Cohen. She's assistant professor in the Department of Health Sciences at Merrimack College and adjunct assistant professor in the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Juliana, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Going in, what questions did you want to answer with your research?
We were interested in if the amount of time that students have to eat lunch impacted what they put on their tray and how much they ate at school.
And so how did you set up this research to get a sampling of what kids were actually eating and the time they had to eat it in?
What we did was, as part of a larger study, we went into six schools and we recorded all the foods that students were selecting when they got in the lunch line. We examined how much they consumed by the end of the lunch period using the gold standard, which is a plate weigh study. So we actually weighed every single item remaining on all the trays of the students participating in our study. And we also recorded the amount of time that they had to eat, because we knew the start of the lunch period, we knew the end of the lunch period, and when they were leaving the lunch line, we recorded that time as well. So we were able to record the amount of seated time they had to actually eat their meal.
So you weren't starting at the clock, say, when the bell rang and they walked to the lunchroom. You were starting the clock right when they sat down with their plate of food in front of them.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the things that makes our study unique, because this wasn't what's the length of the lunch period and how that impacts consumption. We actually knew the time that they had to sit and eat their meal. And we tracked the same students over multiple days. So there might be a day where a student had a full 30 minutes to eat, and then another day when that same student might have only had 10 minutes to eat if they're at the end of the lunch line.
And so what were the variables when it came to the amount of time? What was the longest amount of time a student had to eat and the least amount of time?
So in our schools, the lunch periods range from 20 minutes to 30 minutes, but we found that some students are actually able to arrive to lunch early. So we had some students who actually had a full 33 minutes to eat their lunch, but we also found a substantial number of students that had much less than that. In fact, we found some students had as little as 10 minutes to actually eat their lunch.
Well, let's dig into the findings a little bit. What did you see?
What we found was that when students had less than 20 minutes to eat, they were less likely to even put a fruit on their tray. Then in addition to that, when they had less than 20 minutes to eat, they consumed on average 13% less of their entree, 12% less of their vegetables, and 10% less of their milk compared with students who had at least 25 minutes to eat.
And when we're talking about the options available, were you looking at students who had some choice in what they ate, or were they eating maybe a standard hot lunch that everybody ate?
That's a great question. So typically in these schools, students have a couple different options. So they have a couple different entree options, a couple options for their fruits and their vegetables, and usually a choice between white and chocolate milk.
And so with the children who had less amount of time to eat, you said they were one thing that was first to go was the piece of fruit. What does that tell you?
So what that suggests to us is that when students realize they don't even have enough time to eat, it's possible they may not even bother selecting a fruit. So something like an orange, where they might have to peel it themselves, they recognize there's just too much time. They don't even bother in the first place.
And the kids who had longer periods to eat their lunch, and what did their intake look like?
So they consume significantly more of their meals, meaning that they threw out a lot less of their foods. So overall, they were consuming more of their entrees, more vegetables, more milk, and they were more likely to select a fruit.
Interesting. So looking at that study, what conclusions are you drawing about the length of lunchtime?
I think there's a couple really important points. One is that with the current debate around the school meal standards, with these healthier standards, there's concerns about food waste. And what we really need to start focusing on is how do we reduce the amount of waste in schools? And it looks like the length of the lunch period may play a really important role. So if we can focus on policies to increase the amount of time that students have to eat, or at least have minimum standards for lunch period lengths, I think that would really benefit students. Currently, there are no standards for school meals outside of what a school district may have. So there are no national standards. But we also recognize that not all schools are going to be able to increase the length of their lunch periods. So there are other options. So So, for example, increasing the number of lunch lines or cashiers when they check out can help increase the speed that students can get through the lunch lines. Similarly, the automated point-of-sale systems, that can get students faster through the lunch line, and that means they'll have more time to actually eat.
So another thing some people talk about is maybe flipping around lunch and recess, because kids might be in a hurry to get out to recess and gobble their food, whereas if they had recess first, they might relax a little more when they had to sit down to eat.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic point. So having recess before lunch may also help. Not only will it maybe help the students focus on eating their meals, but exactly as you said, then perhaps they won't be in that rush to leave the cafeteria and run out to the playground.
Now, as a nutritionist, how big a deal is this? If, say, a kid doesn't eat a piece of fruit at lunch, does it have a long-term impact?
That's a great question. And I think that if you think about it long-term, the answer is yes. Because imagine that's occurring every day throughout the entire school year. That's a lot of fruit.
So we can switch some things around, but how hard a sell do you think this is going to be to schools to try to change the way that they conduct lunches?
I think that schools really need to focus on this because the entire day is a time to learn, and that includes inside the cafeteria. Students are learning what a balanced meal looks like, how to eat a balanced meal. And in fact, these type of meals, the healthier meals, likely will help them do better in school as well. So schools should really prioritize making sure that students have enough time to eat. Some of our school districts that we work with also are very low income, meaning the majority of students rely on these school meals every single day for sometimes over half their energy intake. We need to make sure that these students are getting what they need while they're in school.
Now, you looked at the weight of the food, you looked at the food waste, but did you have a sense as a researcher whether students in general would like to have more time to eat their food?
That's a great question. So what these results suggest is the fact that they were eating less across the board suggests that they just genuinely did not have enough time to eat. And if we had given them more time, they would have eaten more.
Juliana, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Juliana Cohen is assistant professor in the Department of Health Sciences at Merrimack College and adjunct assistant professor in the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. She joined us to talk about her new research showing that kids who have more time to eat lunch eat healthier food and throw away less of it.